Concern over terror and security is shaping presidential elections both here in the United States and also in France. And like here, long familiar faces are competing in next year's vote, including a former president. From Paris, Jake Seguenero reports.
French media are calling the announcement the end of the false suspense. In his new book entitled Tout pour la France, Everything for France, released this week, former President Nicolas Sarkozy writes, I have decided to be candidate for the presidential election in 2017. France demands that we give it everything. I felt that I had the strength to lead this fight in such a tormented time of our history. Sarkozy has long been hinting that he would run.
J'écouterai chacun, nous débattrons de façon approfondie.
I will assemble a new team, he said in this speech last year, and promise to listen to everyone for what is needed for a better France. Sarkozy lost his 2012 bid for re-election to current socialist president François Hollande, who is now facing record low popularity ratings. As leader of the center-right Republicans of France, Sarkozy has been an outspoken critic of Hollande. Bryce Tinturier is with the French Polling Institute. His campaign could just be a repeat of his 2011 campaign, he says, about identity and immigration issues, which undeniably worry the French. If that's it, he will only perpetuate the Nicolas Sarkozy the French know. For both Hollande's socialists and Sarkozy's Republicans, the shared enemy is certain. Marine Le Pen's ultra-conservative, extreme-right National Front, which after recent terror attacks in France is only gaining in popularity. For NPR News, I'm Jake Seguenero in Paris.